This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Sorry about that. Oh, should have cleared my throat. Last thing you guys need to hear is some phlegm. Lord, have mercy. Sorry about that. That was a juicy one, too. I tell you, I only got maybe a couple hours sleep last night. It was wind and more wind and rain and more wind. And I know I shouldn't be complaining because you all are being hit by this polar vortex, Arctic snow, whatever. But I am mad. Christmas time and there's no snow. This is ridiculous. Yet the rain and the wind, we had about 60 mile an hour winds. And we're supposed to reach about 70 miles an hour winds in my neck of the woods. That's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Especially since I have to fly out of town. Actually, I'm flying out of the country. Yeah, nothing too exotic. Just, vacation. I know, I wish I could say somebody hired me to speak at a conference out of the country. You know how wonderful that would be? Yes, I need to fly to Europe to give a conference on pseudostratified columnar epithelium. Ooh, Dr. Dahlia, you sound so smart. Ah, yes. No, that unfortunately doesn't happen. I don't understand why. Why don't people want to fly me to Europe for me to speak? I don't understand. I think I'm a huge draw. You know, I mean, the Europeans like me. They really do. I know I make fun of the British, but listen, it's because I have relatives who are British. I make fun of the British because I'm jealous of them. They speak better English than I do. They know how to drive on the left side of the road. They have a queen. I'm kind of jealous. So I know I give the British a hard time, but I really hope that doesn't translate into them not having me go to their country and speak. I mean, I could speak Spanish. Where's Spain? ¿Dónde está? I mean, I could give a speech in Spain. Portuguese is difficult for me. Usually whenever I meet somebody who's Portuguese, I just speak Spanish to them and say, look, this is your fault that you can't speak Spanish. And the Portuguese, it's beautiful. I don't understand why Portuguese don't speak Spanish and Spanish don't speak Portuguese. I don't understand why they speak all that language. So I'm probably not going to be invited to Portugal. In Israel, they can invite me to come to Israel. Israel, they speak a lot of English anyway. But, you know, my father, he taught me a lot of Hebrew. You know, ma hasha'a. That means what time is it? See, I could speak Eifo hashirutim. That's where's the bathroom. Or you could say Eifo Bet Shemush. And Bet Shemush means where's the toilet. That's how they say it in Texas. You know, they just call them toilets. They don't sit here and call it anything else. They don't sit there and go to the facilities. They call it the toilets. So I don't know. I mean, if any of you Europeans out there, or even Indians or New Zealanders or African, I mean, anybody out there, I will speak. Oh, what will I talk about? That I don't know. Pseudostratified columnar epithelium. No, I can talk about anything. So that's, yeah. Now, I'll if I had to make a New Year's resolution, I will be nicer to the British. I will, because the problem is, the reason why I'm so mad at the British is because in front of my house there's a roundabout. And this roundabout screws everybody up. See, we in America, we kind of have the four-way stop down. There's a lot of doofuses that don't know how to do the four-way stop. They cheat. They think right is left, and they cheat, and they go through the four-way stop, right? And I know the cheaters out there, right? Somebody starts to drive straight, and while we're all waiting for that other person to drive straight, somebody decides to drive right behind that other person driving through the intersection. It's like, come on, it's a four-way stop. All right, so I guess some city engineer decided to give us a roundabout right in front of where I live. because they thought we were idiots when it came to the four-way stop. But what, you know, the city engineers don't realize is if we are too stupid to handle a four-way stop, that we really don't know what the hell to do with a roundabout. And there is one roundabout that's not where I live. It's in the suburb area of Summerlin, which is more north, is it's a two-lane roundabout. Now, if you ever want to get tripped up while driving, get stuck in the wrong lane of a two-way roundabout. One is, it vomits you out. There's one aspect of it where you're in the lane going, okay, I'm good. I'm going to get to where I want to go. I'm just going to stay in this roundabout. Okay, and I will drink my tea. And then all of a sudden, what a bloody hell, because you end up getting off the roundabout. It forces you with some divider to get off the roundabout. Like, wait a second, no, I'm supposed to be here because I want to go 270 degrees. So then you make an illegal U-turn and you try to get back into the roundabout. Then you get back into the roundabout and you're on a lane, okay? And then you want to get off. But you can't get off because other cars are coming in. And by the time you decelerate to get off, you already missed your exit. This is so bad. I tell you, the two-way roundabout. So then you're like, you know, I'm going to play it safe. These people driving, and that's the other thing too. I speed up so nobody could sneak into the roundabout. I am so scared when I'm in a roundabout that I don't want anybody trying to get in to my lane. So I go, everybody leave me alone. So I just speed up to not let them get into the roundabout. But then, unfortunately, because I'm accelerating, I can't decel to get off at my exit of the roundabout. That's so stupid. It's not a freeway. And that's what I think the British wanted to do. The British wanted to make a mini freeway within a street. Don't be doing that. Oh, and please don't do it in America because we don't know what the hell we're doing. Then I go in the middle lane or the center lane because I think that's safe. No one is going to then try to get into my lane. The problem is now you're stuck in the roundabout. So I don't know why we started talking about this. Yeah, that it stinks. All right, we got a lot to talk about. Remember there was a zombie outbreak in New York City a little while back in Brooklyn? No, they weren't Brooklyners. I like Brooklyners. They were on K2. But there's a new type of spice that's out there, a new type of synthetic marijuana, pretty scary stuff. I think it's called an AK-47. Gold something spice. We're going to talk about that. You're going to see a headline saying herpes causes cancer in kids. We are going to discuss that. It's not technically herpes, so a lot of you guys can relax, but it is a virus in the herpes family. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOT-FELLY.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. And I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who is working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, I want a lot of you to calm down, okay? I know a lot of you have herpes, and you were afraid that you gave herpes to your kid. We're not talking so much genital herpes, but like oral herpes. About 80, I think 80 some percent of us, our next guest is going to help correct me, carry at least the type 1 herpes virus. And so when this headline came out saying herpes is linked to childhood cancer, I need everybody to calm down. It's not the actual herpes virus. It's a virus known as cytomegalovirus, CMV, that just happens to be in the herpes family. And I'll tell you a little bit more about the study in a little bit. Basically, they found a risk of an increased association with acute lymphoblastic leukemia, which is a very scary type of cancer that can affect the white blood cells in children. Now, even though the majority of them can be treated and even cured, you don't want your child getting it. And so a CMV infection, we've known for a very long time, is not anything we want to get when we're pregnant, because we could, you know, pass it to our children. But why would CMV, which is also a very common virus that anywhere from 50 to 80% of the population can have, why is that associated with blood cancer? So here to join us to help us walk through it is Dr. Karen Deuce, Associate Professor of Basic Sciences, Microbiology, and Immunology, a favorite here on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Dr. Deuce, thank you for joining us today.
Hi, yeah. It's an interesting subject you're talking about this morning.
Yeah,
and one of my favorites, because I have a long history with herpes viruses, not in disease.
Yeah, I know.
I did my PhD on varicella zoster virus.
Excellent.
So, yeah, they're one of my favorite virus families.
Yeah. So, well, tell us really quickly, who is in the herpes family? Who's grandpa?
Okay, so it's a big family. So it's broken up into three categories, alpha, beta, and gamma. Okay? And the alpha viruses are the ones that we're mostly familiar with. These are herpes simplex 1 and 2 and varicella zoster virus, which you probably know if you've ever had chicken pox or shingles.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have three that are not so well known, two in particular, human herpes virus 6, human herpes virus 7, and cytomegalovirus. And these are the beta herpes viruses. Mm-hmm. And then we have the gamma herpes viruses. And these are ones that are actually known to cause cancer in many individuals. And this is Epstein-Barr virus, which also may be familiar with if you've had mono. And KSHV, or Kaposi sarcoma-associated herpes virus, otherwise known as human herpes virus 8.
And, you know,
and that causes, as you might guess, yes.
Kaposi sarcoma, cancer, exactly. And, you know, Dr. Deuce, it's always kind of fascinated people and scared them that having mono put them at risk for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So, you know, this is slowly starting to shed light on how some of these viruses could be oncogenic or tumor-producing or inciting.
Right. So, yeah. So we know these two are, EBV and KSHV. In fact, most of us are infected with both of them. They just don't cause disease unless you're immunosuppressed, for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
So, most lymphomas, if you actually look inside the individual cells, will carry some kind of remnant of one of these two viruses.
Wow.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah. I had mono in medical school. Oh, actually, let me ask you a question. This is very interesting, okay? So I came down with mono in medical school, and my boyfriend did not have mono. My best friend, who I shared utensils with, didn't have mono. And so what I surmised is that mono is something you could get much younger, and then it reactivates. Am I wrong? Because I don't understand how, unless they were all asymptomatic around me, but I was the only one in my class with mono.
Yeah, it's interesting. So what usually happens is that most of us actually get infected with Epstein-Barr virus, which causes mono, when we're young.
That's what I've been telling my listeners. Thank God I've been telling my listeners that. I just didn't want to be wrong.
Yeah.
Good.
And under the age of 5, it's usually asymptomatic. So you never get ill, but you do carry the virus. And the people who get mono didn't get infected, were lucky enough not to get infected with mono or with EBV when they were young, and so they get infected for the first time when they're older, and then they get mono. It has something to do with the difference in your immune system when you're younger and when you're older.
So the virus,
understand very well.
That would make absolute sense, where everybody else had immunity, whereas I didn't. However, I mean, I was not a very sheltered child. My next question is, does Epstein-Barr ever reactivate? Can you ever have it as a 5, 6-year-old? And then when you're, because it's very very, very interesting is you have that age group when they're in their 20s, you know, and you got high stress,
right.
You know, close
mm-hmm.
proximity, lack of sleep, you know, could it be a reactivation of it?
Yeah, I think it's quite possible. You can also get reinfected. So some of us carry multiple strains.
And I was a good girl with my boyfriend.
So
I wasn't
be.
A hoochie mama. I was a good girl, honestly.
So, yeah, so you can either get a reactivation or you can be infected with another strain and then become ill. So it can go either way. Yeah, I've known medical students who, when they're stressed out before they're bored, they actually come down with shingles.
Oh, wow, that's young.
So these herpes viruses, they're really sneaky. So they just kind of hang around, and then when you're, you know, stressed or something else is going on and your immune system kind of flags a little bit, it's not doing what it's supposed to be doing, they can reactivate and cause just a lot of annoyance and pain and suffering.
For those of you joining us, we're talking to Dr. Karin Deuce, Associate Professor, Basic Sciences of Microbiology and Immunology at Toro University, Nevada. So what do you think about CMV being found in these kids with acute lymphoblastic leukemia?
Yeah, it's really fascinating and a little bit scary because CMV isn't one of these viruses like EBV or KSHV that are known to be oncogenic. So we actually know which genes in EBV and KSHV are what we call viral oncogenes. They tend to turn on proteins in the cells that they infect that cause the cells then to become malignant and keep growing rather than, you know, behave and do what cells are supposed to do. So this suggests to me that either there's some kind of protein in CMV that can do that in some situations.
Mm-hmm.
The other possibility is that the CMV isn't the cause, but it tracks along with whatever is the cause.
Yeah, I was wondering if it piggybacks.
That is also a possibility.
Yeah, some of these viruses, it's very interesting. I am amazed that virology is one subject being as vast as it is. I mean, I could see how there could be a variety of subspecial virus topics because, you know, you have the ones, and, you know, I've always talked to my listeners about how you have the stupid viruses and the super smart viruses. The stupid virus, we just talked about rhinovirus. Rhinovirus to me is a stupid virus because you know when you have it, it, you know, sets up shop in the respiratory tree, you can sneeze it out and self-limit it. Then you got the Ebola and the herpes viruses and the hepatitis, which will stay with you, even the varicella, stay with you sometimes for life. And, you know, these know how to hide out. They're sneaking. They got HIV, and that one, I mean, that one's super smart because it infects the only cell that could fight it. And so I think we are underestimating how brilliant these viruses are.
Yeah, and how many of them we have. Yeah. And it's actually, there are theories that you know, our genomes are riddled with the remnants of herpes, of not herpes viruses, but retroviruses, of which HIV is one. So, and what's really interesting is some of these old retrovirus proteins are actually most likely involved in our embryonic development.
Oh, wow.
Is that not cool?
Very. It's amazing. Do you think we'll be able to use, I know they've been looking at using viruses to fight cancer. I mean, how's that research going?
You know, it's kind of two steps forward, one step back.
Yeah, I haven't heard much advancement.
I'm not really sure how well it's going. It's going. There's some really interesting things happening, but
like with HIV,
it's really hard to.
Yeah.
HIV is actually one of the ones that's been slightly successful in some trials.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have the worry that it actually retrovirus integrates into cell DNA. So that's a little worrisome.
Dr. Deuce, thank you again for joining us. Can't wait to have you back. You rock. Thank you so much.
Oh, it was great. It was really fun. Happy
Anytime.
Holidays.
Happy holidays. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Don't go away, guys. We'll be right back. 1-877-DUCKED-OUT.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Rebel up. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So let me just quickly tell you about what the scoop is with cancer and herpes, our CMV link, and then we'll move on to some more medical news. But this is very important to clarify for you, because I do not like a lot of the headlines that are out there. So a study came out of University of Nevada, where I went. Yay, go Wolfpack. And University of California, San Francisco, where I didn't go. But UCSF is nice. It's a nice campus. And what they did is they found that newborns exposed to that CMV virus that we were just talking about, which is very, very common, increases their risk of acute lymphoblastic leukemia, ALL. Now, as Dr. Deuce talked about, the herpes family is a big family. It's got your varicella zoster, which causes your chicken pox and causes your shingles. It has the herpes, obviously. The herpes virus is 1 and 2, causing oral and genital lesions. Plus, there's a bunch of other subtypes, 6, 7, 8, etc. Epstein-Barr, which is associated with mononucleosis, and then CMV, which is cytomegalovirus. Cytomegalovirus, if it hits you, a lot of times you don't even feel it. Yeah, and if you do get symptoms, maybe you get a mild fever, little viral illness, which we'll talk about. And as I said before, anywhere from 50 to 80% of us by the age of 40 have been exposed to CMV. So we haven't really made a big deal about it unless it affects a child or an infant. And if a neonate gets this passed to him during birth, they could be basically born with low birth weight, microcephaly, seizures. What other virus seems to cause microcephaly, seizures, low birth weight? Zika. Viruses in pregnancy, not good. That's why we don't want pregnant women getting the flu. And we tell pregnant women to get the flu shot. I do not like a pregnant woman getting a virus. If a pregnant woman has herpes and she has any active lesions of herpes at the time, we make her get a C-section. We do not want the baby exposed to any more virus than they are. But CMV could also cause liver failure, could also cause pneumonia. And they've also been discussing for years a cancer link. But what they did is with this study, they looked at these children. And basically, acute lymphoblastic leukemia, it basically starts in the bone marrow. That's where the blood cells are being made. You got the myeloid cells, you got the lymphoid cells. So you got the lymphoid cells that are like the lymphocytes that help fight infection. You also got the myeloid cells, which make blood cells, also make macrophages, neutrophils, blood cells that fight infection, but also platelets or clotting factors. So some of you will say, well, wait a second. I think somebody in my family had AML, not ALL. Same site in the bone marrow where the cells turn cancerous, and by cancerous meaning there's overproduction. They start to clog, not allow normal blood cells and white blood cells to produce, and unfortunately could cause a variety of symptoms, which we're going to talk about. So acute lymphoblastic or lymphocytic leukemia deals with your T and B lymphocytes. These are the blood cells responsible for fighting infection, also the ones that get infected with HIV, the T lymphocytes especially, and so they abnormally accumulate, and then you can't, because of the overcrowding and sickened bone marrow, you can't make a good variety of good blood cells. So you could be shortness of breath, you could be fatigued, you could be in pain, you could have easy bleeding and bruising, especially with AML, because it's eating up the platelets. You could also have swollen lymph nodes or preventing making platelets. But a big difference between AML and ALL is AML is the most common type of leukemia in adults. ALL is the most common type of leukemia in young children. So if somebody is sitting there hanging out with you and all of a sudden his nose bleeds and something else kooky is going on, he's got to get to a hospital and get that blood count fast, because we need to find out if he's having a drop in his platelets or if he's having other issues. Could be leukemia, it could be ITP, it could be a variety of things. Now, the good news with ALL is it could be successfully treated. According to St. Jude, they say 90% of children can be cured, and 98% of kids with ALL can go into remission within weeks of starting treatment, and after 10 years of remission, we call them cured. They could do chemotherapy, they could do stem cell transplants, bone marrow transplants, and radiation therapy. Now, my uncle had leukemia, and he had died. This was back in the 1950s, in 1955, and so and he was dead within a couple weeks. My family had said he had AML, but ALL is more common in kids. So it could be that he had a rare, AML could still happen in kids, just like ALL could happen in adults. Thank God now, with all the treatments and all the advancements, we're able to cure 90% of them. Now, if a pregnant mom gets newly affected with CMV, she's got to see a high-risk OB, a high-risk obstetrician. They're going to probably do an amniocentesis to check the fluid around the baby. They're going to do an ultrasound. All right. Now, some of you will say, well, wait a second, Dolly. If 80% of us, let's say, have CMV, and I decide to get pregnant, right, like with Zika, is it going to reactivate? Am I going to be in trouble? Again, CMV is still very different from Zika. If you had an old CMV infection, let's say as a kid or whatever, and you get pregnant in your 20s or 30s, we do not believe CMV will reactivate and baby will be fine. Because look at all of us. I mean, so many of us came out fine, and our parents probably had CMV. So we could relax with that. And I do suspect that even with Zika, a prior infection with Zika, even though we've been telling everybody wait at least 6 months to a year before trying to get pregnant, there is going to, I think, be some sort of a time frame where a prior infection to Zika will hopefully not hurt the baby. The only problem is we don't know if Zika stays active long term or can reactivate. CMV, from what we understand, will not reactivate. If you have a current CMV infection, you're going to be tired, a sore glands, fatigued, sore throat, fever, etc. So if you know anybody pregnant that has those symptoms, don't just call it Zika. It could be anything. Make sure they see a medical provider, because even if it is Zika, they need to get checked out anyway. But here's the kicker. Not all women will pass CMV to their fetuses. And not all fetuses infected will have organ damage. But because CMV could be serious stuff, we do recommend that we take it very seriously. So for those of you who want to read more about it, just look at my blog at drdahlia.wordpress.com or go to drdahlia.com. All right, everybody take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. But when you take a deep breath, take it through your nose. They say taking a deep breath when trying to remember could be a good way to boost memory recall. They say U.S. researchers discovered that the rhythm of breath creates electrical activity in the brain where emotions, memory, and smells are processed. And they say individuals are able to identify a face 2 seconds more quickly if they encountered it when breathing in compared to breathing out. And they were also more likely to remember it if they did it on inhalation than exhalation. So I guess take a deep breath and don't exhale. I don't know. But if you breathe through your mouth, no, didn't work. So you guys get this? If you breathe through your nose, your memory's better. I don't know. So what they study. Yeah, I you know how much money I would make if I did a study like this? All right, everybody sit. What are we doing? Are we, testing a cure for, cancer? No. This is what we're doing. I'm going to have everybody breathe through their nose. All right? I'm going to make a whole lot of money with grants. And I'm going to make a big study that gets to be talked about on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Really? You're going to be talked about on the Dr. Dahlia Show? Yeah. I'm really making it big now. According to Dr. Christina Zolano, assistant professor of neurology at Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine, one of the major findings in the study is there's a dramatic difference in brain activity during inhalation compared to exhalation because we are stimulating neurons in our olfactory cortex, which processes our smells, our amygdala, there's the amygdala, and the hippocampus, which regulates memory. So, guys, don't go away. We're right back. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back up the Dr. Dolly Radio Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I guess we have learned what caused the zombie outbreak in New York City. All right. Remember this past summer, there were a bunch of people kind of intoxicated and lying in the streets and just looking like zombies. Now the report identifies the exact compound that these people took. They say the mass intoxication was caused by a type of synthetic marijuana. The New York Times reported at the time. The new report specifically identifies the chemical in the drug product known as AMB Fubinaca. F-U-B-I-N-A-C-A. AMB Fubinaca. And it also highlights some of the unique difficulties that arise in the study of synthetic drugs. The name of the drug, how it's sold, is AK-47 24 karat gold. So I guess people are buying the stuff. And it causes zombie-like symptoms. So they have a slow response time to questions, blank stares. Well, I mean, that could be my kids. I mean, honestly, they... You know, guys, did you do your homework? Huh? Did you do your homework? What? Boys, I'm going to ask you for the last time. Did you do your yes? Yes what? I don't know. See, I go through this every day. If they're taking this AK-47, they're getting a butt whooping. They say these zombie symptoms are, quote, a little uncommon for people who take synthetic marijuana. Synthetic marijuana compounds found in these, quote, unquote, mass intoxications unfortunately have severe effects, right, like seizures, kidney damage. But this was a zombie-like effect. And it was, so you could have a stimulatory effect, you know, where they're running around naked and running around the streets. So you could have a depressant-like effect where they're like, zombie-like. Although the zombies on Walking Dead, they seem very hyper-stimulatory. They seem like every time they hear a sound, they start to go to that screen, right? They start to exit stage right, and then all of a sudden they're in the center, right? Because they switch. They seem very stimulated. So they say it's difficult for scientists to determine why particular drug compounds are more potent than others in humans. And in this new study published yesterday or a couple days ago in the New England Journal of Medicine, Dr. Girona and his colleagues, my Girona, sorry, and his colleagues, what did they do? Sorry, used lab tests to show that AMB Fubinaca compound is more potent than compounds found in other versions of synthetic marijuana. It's coming back again. Here we go. Indeed, they say labs have shown that AMB Fubinaca is actually, sorry. Like, it's really hard to get through these stories. It really is. It's actually 85 times as potent as marijuana, THC. So let me repeat that. I'm going to repeat that again. AMB Fubinaca is actually 85 times Fubinaca. 85 times as potent as THC regular marijuana. So this is some scary stuff. They say it seems like the effects we're seeing in patients only suggest that the drug is potent, but the researchers don't know if it's because of the compound or if it's because of a misdosing. Are they taking too much of what they're supposed to? So how did they make this? Apparently they sprayed assorted chemicals onto plant material. But if somebody adds too much of the chemical to the herbal material, don't these people have jobs? Don't they have something better to do? Anyway, if have you guys ever sprayed hairspray and you have a few strands of your hair really, really stiff, whereas the rest didn't seem to get it because it was an uneven spray? Yeah. So my guess is nobody, when they, you know, make the synthetic marijuana, is using assembly line machine computer operated spraying mechanisms. My guess is it's half-assed. So they say testing in animal models could take a long time, but by then the particular type of synthetic marijuana may be off the market. The dynamic market, they say, of synthetic marijuana compounds, because there's thousands of these drugs on the market, and new compounds are being synthesized constantly, makes it very challenging for public health officials to be on top of it. And so basically, like they said, normal drug tests are targeted. So let's say you come in to my ER. Let's say I'm the ER doc. I know, Lord have mercy. Let's say you had no idea, okay, and you are the unlucky soul that had to walk into my ER, okay? And I thought you were high on something, and I ran a tox screen, okay, to see what drugs could be there. Well, there's a specific blood test for cocaine, specific blood test for marijuana, THC, specific blood test for opiates, specific blood test for benzodiazepines, usually in this panel. When you have all these different screwy synthetic drugs, how do you make lab tests? So they're going to have to find something. And remember, this is made up stuff. People are making this in their garage. This is not anything that's the cartels made, you know, have factories and whatever. People are making this stuff and then just using it. So there's not going to be a lot of consistency with the main ingredient. So to find out what chemical caused people to become zombie-like, Dr. Girona and his colleagues, I know, Girona, used blood and urine samples from 8 of the intoxicated people. The researchers applied a technique that collected information on all the compounds present in each sample. And then the researchers find that one of the compounds in the samples matches the formula for any synthetic marijuana. But in order to confirm that, the researchers must match the compound they find in the biological sample to a commercial reference standard. And so if that commercial reference standard no longer is being used, right, or if this is different, that's not going to help. So what they did to get around that problem is they made a number of compounds that they call prophetic synthetic cannabinoids, or new versions of synthetic marijuana that they think will eventually show up on the market. So they basically made the drug themselves. Not sure if they tested it and they had a party or not. I mean, this is, you know, Christmas party time. I don't know if anybody tried to have fun with it. But my guess is they made it and they stored it up in some real nice Tupperware containers. Then they could compare what was with these people to some elements of that and see. So the researchers found that a metabolite of, and I get to say it one more time, I can't wait, AMB Fubinaca, or a compound form when the body breaks down the drug, was a match with one of their prophetic compounds. I'd like to know, where are the prophetic compounds? Did anybody dispose them? Did they flush them down the toilets? So this was being reported by Life Science. So what is the moral of this? The moral is you have some people out there who are absolute idiots, and they want to take a drug that is 85 or 86 times more potent than marijuana. Right, they take this, and they are running around a Brooklyn street looking like zombies. They're at risk for rape, murder, accidents, probably even seizures. I wouldn't be surprised. Heart disease, renal failure, liver failure. And this is how people get high. You make stuff up, and or somebody makes it up for you. You give them a lot of money, and you get high off of it. Now, maybe this is because whipped cream is in short supply with the lack of nitrous oxide. Maybe so many people were trying to get buzzed off of that. They said it was explosion, but I wouldn't be surprised. People have been sniffing glue and I think whiteout. I remember in the 80s, somebody was doing something with whiteout. Sniffing whiteout was supposed to make you high? I don't know. But people want to get high. And they are going to come up with dangerous stuff, and they don't care that they could die from it, and that's what we're dealing with. It's scary because if you got kids like I do, somebody says, "Yeah, this is just regular marijuana." Not that I want them getting regular marijuana either. Lord have mercy, somebody's getting a butt whooping with that one too. But this is scary stuff. 1-877 Doc Della, don't go away.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.